with the first pick in the draft, second pick, the third pick, with the fourth pick, the fifth pick.
Here's the pitch. He swings as a long drive to right, and it is a home run for Gibson.
Catch that coming down to the turf. Agnew splitting a couple of tacklers. There he goes, 35-40. He's in the clear. Jamal Agnew, he's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. How about that, rookie?
You're listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Here's your host, Ali.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ali. I am joined by Nader, and Mo is back on the podcast. We are the Fantasy Advice Bros. We are bringing you NBA news you can use, and we will continue giving you guys weekly NBA fantasy information, and we will be doing another live draft, as we haven't done one in over a month, using the draft app. First time people using the draft app from draft.com. Get a $3 promotion using the promo code RTNBA. And boys, it's the day after Christmas. My kids are now 7 and 5 years old. They cleaned up nicely. Christmas gifts under your tree, Nader?
Yes. Every year we kind of do a large family get-together. Not real gifts. We tend to do like a white elephant or...
Yeah. I called this Secret Santa last time when you were describing it. Were you happy with what you got?
A bunch of gag gifts, but it was a good day. But yes.
Gag gifts. Mo, you're an adult.
Nothing.
No Christmas at your house?
Not really.
Only Grinches.
Only for my little sister.
Oh, so you get her something?
My parents did.
Got her.
Okay. Okay, enough Christmas talk with Mo, because that was not very good. Let's talk about players that we want to help people add to their team, their weekly team, before we get into the live draft. Nader, let's start with pickups. Who's on your list?
The first one that will be a lovely 6 to 8 week add due to an injury that just happened. We're going to go Bismack Biyombo, the center for the Orlando Magic. His minutes will get an uptick moving forward. It hasn't happened just yet, but he is a defensive-minded center that will really help you on the rebounding category, as well as block shots and field goals. I can easily see him averaging anywhere between 12 to 15 points and 10 to 12 rebounds a game, with at least 2 to 3 blocks a game.
Okay, so Bismack Biyombo is 27% owned, and as soon as Nikolai Vujacic, who you own on your weekly team, went down, I said, I wonder who's going to step in for him. But it looks like you're right, Bismack Biyombo, more of a defensive guy, as you were saying. Correct. So I don't want to read his stats out like I normally do, because his minute uptake is going to go really high versus what he had been doing. But you expect him to clean up on the boards, block some shots, maybe score low double digits?
He will. He can hit the offensive glass. He will be able to get close to 12 to 15 points just off of dirty work and people finding him underneath the rim. They got some good guards on that team that were able to find him. His points will be inconsistent, but the rebounds and blocks will definitely be there. He is definitely worth an add in all formats.
Well, at 27% owned, I think worth fishing out. Good enough. Next.
Next one. We discussed this slightly, I want to say, a couple weeks ago, and that'll be Trey Lyles. Trey Lyles, the power forward for the Denver Nuggets. Currently inching out a real good role for him right now with Paul Millsap at right now, really performing consistently, even with Jokic back in the lineup. I want to say he's offering a little bit of everything in the category stats. I would say he's a great ad for anybody.
Okay, so Trey Lyles is 31% owned, and he's averaging roughly 21 fantasy points last week, the week before, 24. His minutes are just above 25. And it's funny, what I wanted to do is ask you, Wilson Chandler's been on fire in Denver, and Wilson Chandler is very up and down. Was he on your list?
Yeah, he was definitely on my list. That was the next person I mentioned. They have really, him and Trey Lyles both have picked it up due to a bunch of injuries that happened.
So then my question is still going to be, you mentioned Trey Lyles. I was going to bring up Wilson Chandler. They play for the Denver Nuggets. You're going to advocate to pick up both, because neither one's going to cannibalize each other.
Different positions, different type roles. Yes, exactly.
Perfect. Let's talk about Chandler.
Chandler, more of a scorer, been getting the ball a lot these days to score with a bunch of people out, taking advantage of his opportunity. He's always been a high-level scorer, and he's continuously doing that now, trying to find a groove. He struggled early on in the season. Now he's got a shot going, and it's really showing in his numbers.
And the thing I'll tell people, he's 48% owned. He's a shooting guard, small forward, power forward. And at 48% owned, he's definitely worth a look at. Last week, he averaged 27 fantasy points. And I'll read you the last 2 weeks before that. It's 21 and 24. So there's been a huge uptick with him. And how long did you say Millsap is likely out?
Millsap till after the All-Star break, from my understanding, still. So he'll be out a little bit longer, February.
A lot of value between Lyles and Chandler. Next on the list.
Next on the list is someone I've advocated multiple times. We'll continue going with it again with injuries. Jonathan Simmons. Simmons needs to be added in all formats. I want to say he's up to about 60 to 65%
owned.
59. He needs to be near 80 to 100, depending on the size of the league, because he is outperforming, I want to say, close to the top 40 value at this point right now, if you look at his numbers.
He is. Last week, he averaged 21 fantasy points. The week before that was 26 and 25. And Jonathan Simmons, as much as you advocated for him, I should have run out and done it when you had said it. And by the time I went out to look at it, I noticed your brother had picked him up. I was like, hot dog, dude. Missed out on that. I wish I could have gotten into that myself. Definitely worth the ad. Who's next on your list?
We mentioned this last week, and we said just keep an eye on him. It's Reggie Bullock, Pistons shooting guard. He only had two games last week, and both those games he actually performed well. So definitely somebody, if you're hurting at the shooting guard position, go out and grab. He is really adding some shooting, some volume to that team, playing near 25-30 minutes. And I want to say he's, the last 2 weeks, he had 23 fantasy points and 30 fantasy points the last two games.
And he's out of Van Gundy's doghouse, so that's very helpful.
Yes. He got put in the starting lineup over Stanley Johnson, and he's taken all his minutes. Stanley Johnson's actually started to perform well off the bench, but at the same time, Reggie Bullock with that starting lineup has definitely taken over and should continue to keep that role.
After the Pistons' six-game losing streak, they're winning again, but we are going to break into doing a live draft on the draft app. Nader and Mo are going to tell us what draft position they have and who they're going to draft, including who's going, just to show you people how simple it is to use the draft app. And again, first-time promo code users using RTNBA net a $3 deposit. We've done this several times on the podcast in a typical live draft. In a five-guy draft room, which we're currently in, lasts about 5-6 minutes. The larger the room, the longer the draft itself will last. And do you guys know what draft position you have?
I'm picking second.
Mo's picking second.
Nader is fourth. And Giannis, Greek Freak, just went first. I'm not going to bother pronouncing his last name.
Milwaukee Bucks, Greek Freak, went number one. Okay.
I took Andre Drummond second.
Really, in the first round?
Yes, it's an 8-game slate, but it's a little weird today.
Okay.
And then Oladipo went right after me, and then now it's Nader.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's a tough decision right now. Not any big names playing tonight, so you got to look at the matchups closely.
Exactly.
Someone who's been on fire lately, and I'll go with him, is DeMar DeRozan.
Yep, he's been red hot for Toronto,
And he plays that lovely Dallas team. So
and you know, I questioned you about Andre Drummond, but Andre Drummond top five in overall rebounds in the NBA this season. He's been killing it on the boards.
Yes.
So if that's why you took him, using the draft app, definitely worth it.
So after my pick, I took DeMar DeRozan. Marc Gasol just went. Tyreek Evans just went in a back-to-back from that pick 5-1.
What a Memphis homer.
Back up. Yeah, you ain't kidding. Looking at it again, I'm going to go ahead and jump over to the center aisle and grab Jokic tonight versus Utah, the best center on the board, and those are kind
of
thin. So
Nikola Jokic of Denver, who averages near double-doubles and comes close to triple-doubles oftentimes, and he's been doing pretty well since his injury. So I think pretty much a second-round steal there.
Yeah, and center starting to fly after I took Jokic. DeAndre Jordan just went right after me, and now we are waiting on a pick.
DeAndre Jordan.
It's my turn now. I want to take Devin Booker, but is he playing tonight?
He is playing tonight, but I'd imagine it'd be limited.
Okay.
He's coming off a bad groin injury.
So, it looks like I'm going to take Eric Bledsoe. I scrambled and took him.
Okay.
I just didn't know. I was looking at TJ Warren, but like you said, Devin Booker might be coming back, and even if limited, it's still going to hurt Warren a little bit.
That's right. Eric Bledsoe has been killing it since he's come back.
Yeah, he's really killed Brogdon's value over there.
Yeah,
Eric Bledsoe's been amazing.
I own Brogdon in weekly formats, and for the first week Bledsoe was back, he was okay, and then I pretty much cut bait on Brogdon. He's not even worth owning anymore, in my opinion.
Definitely agree. The two picks that went after Eric Bledsoe were Lucas Aldridge and Lou Williams, who has been an amazing year due to all the injuries over there with the Clippers.
Yeah, the last month for Lou Williams in... as a Clipper, he's been killing it without Patrick Beverley and Tesolik, however you say Milo's name, last name.
Milo, I'm not even Yep. I butchered that last time.
He's been running that backcourt really well, and he's actually been doing better without Blake Griffin than when Blake Griffin was there, which is kind of surprising.
And I just took Donovan Mitchell, young rookie for the Jazz.
Yep, and somebody that Nader's brought up on weekly ads before because he's been killing it for the last few weeks, right? His numbers have gone really much better.
Definitely, he's been great. So my picks up, the person I wanted, Chris Middleton from the Bucks just went. I'm looking at guys like Booker, Warren, Kyle Lowry.
Is Giannis playing tonight?
Your boy, Zeebo. Huh?
Is Giannis playing?
Giannis is playing. I just did think. Okay. I don't know if K-Shed is. But I'm going to go with one of my own sleeper picks, and I'm going to go with Jonathan Simmons jumping down there and plugging him in.
Oh, yeah? Look at you. You're doubling down on the Simmons boys.
Oh, definitely. There's nobody left in that team that's even healthy. I think Fournier is out again. Vucevic is out. It's basically one guy down there. And I also think Aaron Gordon's out as well, too. So there's nobody there right now.
Man, Orlando started the year red hot, and they are just trash now, right? Yeah.
Orlando playing and Miami terrible and both have injury problems.
Correct.
Yeah. Really bad.
So Knicks who just went up, and I'm up now. Devin Booker did end up going. Tobias Harris just went. And it's staring me in the face again. So tempted to grab Kawhi, but he's still not playing a full slate of minutes yet.
Yeah, just 20 minutes a night so far. As a Kawhi weekly owner, believe me, I'm waiting.
I got to do two forwards. And I am, man, this is a tough one over here. I'm just going to go with TJ Warren. Hopefully Booker takes some attention away from him and he can go back to the scoring. He's been struggling with Booker out because he was getting a number one defender and all the attention. Now if that gets off of him, I'm hoping he can get back to the scoring ways.
Okay, I like it. And then, Mo, you should be coming up. Is this the fourth round or the last round?
We are in the fourth round, so currently pick two. Oh, your BFF.
I wanted Zeebo. Just went. He just got taken.
Nice.
I had to look at this again.
Zach Randolph is now 80% owned in weekly formats, as he should be. He's been killing it. I can't mention him enough on this podcast, apparently.
So I guess one thing to mention, because I think I handicapped myself over here, is that I took two guards early. And left forwards, and the slate of forwards that were available are a lot worse than what the guards are still left available now. So right now I'm stuck in a bind right now with all these forwards here compared to guys like guards. I can't grab a Kyle Lowry. I can't grab a Spencer Dinwiddie. I can't grab a Chris Dunn. I can't grab any of these guys because guard heavy early, and now my forwards are struggling.
Okay. So something to consider in the draft strategy is based on the slate of games. Do you want to get the guards early? Do you want to get the forwards early? Maybe there's not enough
sometimes
centers.
Even the centers, yeah.
Yeah, centers is probably the most premium of all of them.
And that's why I tried to get a center early, but I should have went a center and two forwards and then went after the guards later.
It's funny, after the fantastic Christmas slate last night, as we're doing this the day after Christmas.
All those games are great.
I know. It was all day.
Every single one of them.
You're looking at a night where maybe not as hot on a Tuesday night. We'll see what ends up happening, though.
Is Hassan Whiteside playing tonight? Because he just got taken.
I think he's playing tonight.
It's been a while since he's been on that court.
He has not. Yeah. It's been weeks, if not over a month now.
But yeah, the picks after Zeebo were Harrison Barnes, Alfred Payton, Whiteside, Damari Carroll, Ibaka, and now I am up with all these average forwards over here.
I was going to tell you, DeMar Carroll's been killing it for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I snatched him. He's been red hot.
Yep,
I'm scared of Kawhi a little, but...
I want to grab him here. It's Kawhi or Barton for me because Barton has been pretty well.
The last game, Kawhi played 20 minutes, 20 fantasy points.
So I'm going to go Kawhi in a matchup against Brooklyn. They don't play any defense.
That's right.
So I'm hoping. They're still... If he gives me 25 minutes, he'll be able to give me a good return in value.
Brooklyn's still top six in the NBA in total scoring.
Yes.
Although they can't defend my mother.
Led by Spencer Dinwiddie.
They couldn't guard my mother if she played in the NBA.
Detroit grown. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh, yeah. He's a Michigan guy. And you guys are in the final round.
Draft actually just completed.
All right. Look at that, folks. In less than 7 minutes, we completed a draft using the draft app, which you can get, by the way, through the Apple Store or through the Droid Store. Again, first-time users, promo code RTNB nets you a $3 deposit. And let's do a quick draft recap, who is on each of your teams, and then we'll get right back into the weekly edition of this podcast. So Nader first, who did you end up drafting on
my entire team? I feel like I have a bunch of forwards over here with the two guards that I drafted to begin with, but DeMar DeRozan and Jonathan Simmons are my two guards. My forwards are TJ Warren and Kawhi Leonard, and my center is Jokic. All with some good matchups tonight. I'm just hoping Leonard plays enough minutes to be valuable for me tonight.
So it sounds like a lot of upside and risk on your side between Warren and Leonard.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, and Mo, what about you?
it's an ugly slate, but and my team sounds ugly, but I went ahead and picked these five stars. Eric Bledsoe versus Chicago.
Love it.
Donovan Mitchell versus the Nuggets. And then here's where it gets ugly.
Nice one.
Harrison Barnes versus the Raptors. Damari Carroll versus Spurs. And then Andre Drummond versus the Pacers.
Yeah, we both took that guard early approach. We probably should have went forwards first to help balance it out a bit more, because there was some good guards out there that didn't get taken.
Look at that. You even got some draft strategy out of this.
Yeah.
Good stuff. As usual, it's a lot of fun doing it. And as we are friends of the podcast, it makes it funner when you enter draft rooms with people you know. You can draft in the same room as them. You can do it via Skype or however else you want, but it's a lot of fun. And now back to weekly NBA fantasy information that you can continue to use. Do you have additional ads, Nader, or did we tap out?
No, we are good with the ads. It's time to get rid of some folks.
All right, who are we dropping first?
The first one, currently injured and can be out for a little bit and maybe not worth rostering anymore, and that would be Deion Waiters. He hasn't been performing to what he did last year. I think it's more due to the fact that they have so many guards that are actually healthy this year that his production has gone down. And even with his production being down and now he's hurt and out for an extended period, I think he's definitely droppable and don't really need to hold
on
to him.
So Deion Waiters, 57% owned, in a really good situation in Miami as a shooting guard, small forward, should be doing better than what he is. And I say that because last week he only averaged 13 fantasy points. The week before that, he was pretty much averaging 20 on the season. And in that situation between the injuries and... he should be doing more with the amount of minutes. He's averaging 30 minutes a night.
Correct.
And that type of average of minutes and fantasy points, that's a bad balance. We've talked about that several times on these past podcasts. So I agree with you, Deion Waiters. Get rid of him. Next.
Jordan Clarkson from the Lakers. He was a hot ad for there a minute. He was coming off the bench and providing a lot of scoring while Lonzo Ball was trying to figure out what he's doing with that thing called a shot over there. He's starting to pick up the scoring, so it's really hurt Jordan Clarkson's value. I want to say over the last couple of weeks, even 3 weeks, he's been extremely awful. And he's, I want to say, close to 70% owned?
So Jordan Clarkson is 62% owned, and he is listed as a point guard and shooting guard. Last week, he averaged 19 fantasy points. The week before that, 17 and 20. And the funny thing is, he averages about 25 minutes a night. He should be doing a little bit better. Let me ask you this, though, because... I get the Lonzo Ball thing about a shot, but Clarkson's playing quite a few minutes behind Lonzo, right?
Yeah, he is playing a healthy amount of minutes. But at this point right now, he's asked to do less and less once Lonzo's production continues to increase. Okay. So while he's on the floor, he's not needed as much, especially with Kyle Kuzma as well, taking his game to a whole nother level.
I saw Kuzma was one of the top Christmas Day scorers yesterday.
Oh, my God. I made a mistake by calling him at one point.
Out of Michigan, right? All right, next on your list.
The next one, popular name here in Detroit, I want to say Avery Bradley. He's recently been injured. He's been out for a couple of games now. But even before he was hurt, it's kind of a Deion Waiters situation. I thought coming to Detroit from Boston should help his fantasy numbers. It actually hasn't. And I would say with him being hurt right now, he's definitely droppable.
So he's 82% owned. I think it's the fantasy versus reality conversation, right? Correct. Avery Bradley's a great on-ball defender. And because of that, he usually keys in on teams' better offensive players. He didn't play last week, but the weeks before that, he averaged 15 and 18 fantasy points. And we've talked about several times on this podcast is if a player isn't averaging a minimum of 17 fantasy points a night for you, he's not worth owning. There's way too many players you can pick up off the wire, and we talked about a few of them. So I agree with you about Bradley. Next.
We're actually going to jump over some guys that you either need to add or go try to grab that are currently injured, that have been injured for a while, and will be returning here shortly.
Perfect. Let's do it.
The first one would be Zach LaVine. He is practicing. He is playing with their G League team as well. He is expected to return January 13th, I want to say their date there was. Last year, I want to say averaged near 27, 28 fantasy points per game. Adding somebody like that to your team would definitely be making a big boost for the playoff run.
So last year, he did average 27 fantasy points. He's 70% owned, and he's listed as a point guard / shooting guard. And Chris Dunn, who you've mentioned many times on this podcast, is doing really well, but LaVine ends up eating into Dunn's time, or do they share the backcourt together?
No, they're definitely going to share a backcourt. That's their future there. Them two and Markkanen are their future.
Got it.
The people who lose out, I think we've mentioned it before, is Valentine becomes completely obsolete. Nwaba.
Evan Nwaba, the defensive specialist.
The defensive specialist will continue to have his role to play that defensive specialist role, but he won't have any value.
So it's really Valentine, right? And it's funny, right. I was watching the Bulls a few nights ago, and Valentine's up and down the court. He's so talented.
Yeah, he's all over the place. He's extremely versatile. Yes. He offers a lot to the team. So I think that's why his role changes up and down, because he can do so many things that necessary scoring and production is not what they need at certain points.
Don't worry, I won't mention Mirotić on this podcast, as I have the last three, because he's still killing it for me. But who's next on your list?
The next one is Isaiah Thomas. This may be the last chance possible someone would be able to give him up, because he is here returning as well. I want to say around that same timeline as Levine. Go out and poach him if you could at this point.
He is 92% owned, and folks, last year he averaged, are you ready? Do you know what he averaged last year?
39 fantasy points.
That is
a
points.
Game changer that is being added to a roster if you can go out and grab him right now.
But he likely won't average 39 in Cleveland,
He
right?
won't, but I can easily see anywhere between 32 to 35, and adding somebody like that to your team for a playoff stretch
can be a huge
makes
boon.
A huge difference, I mean, yes.
You know, LeBron's killing it, though. He's doing an MVP-type season.
Oh, yeah. Right now, if I had to choose, LeBron would be the MVP as it is right now.
Yeah.
But just to add a shooter like that to his team.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah.
A huge plus.
Okay, next on your list.
We'll talk about your BFF as well. D'Angelo Russell. Report came out. He's a couple weeks away.
So
he should
excited.
Be out here soon.
So excited.
Before going down, he was averaging, I want to say, 30 points on the year.
Yeah, 30 fantasy points.
And again,
points,
adding
yeah.
somebody with the value of 30 fantasy points per game to your team out of nowhere for a playoff stretch or midseason or late stretch. Is awesome. I would say go out and grab him. I think things have gotten slightly different over there in Brooklyn. I do think Spencer Dinwiddie will eventually stay the starting point guard with D'Angelo Russell moving over to the shooting guard, but it's only going to help him because it'll bring down his turnovers and might increase his shooting percentage and his scoring to have a true point guard that's going to get him the ball. I would say go out and grab him if you could from an owner.
Okay, agreed.
Last one, more guy that's on free agency. He actually started playing 5-on-5 basketball with the G League, and is Jabari Parker. His timeline's a little bit longer. I want to say February before All-Star break, maybe slightly after. But go out and grab him. He's playing full contact right now. I truly believe he can return at this point, but the team is going very cautious with him. He has on a one-year qualifying offer deal. They want to pay him this offseason, so they are taking their time with him to make sure he is right when he returns.
So Jabari Parker is 49% owned, and I know he started red hot in the NBA, and then he kind of cooled off. He's had injuries and whatnot over his career,
correct.
Right?
He's been he's a extremely talented scorer. He came out the year with Andrew Wiggins. I've always advocated him over Andrew Wiggins, but two ACL surgeries later, he's had some injury issues. That's for sure.
It's tough, but last year he averaged 30 fantasy points.
Again,
that's
one of those, and I mentioned
incredible.
These four names, especially today, because they are game changers for your roster heading into the home stretch when you're grabbing them. So this is why these four are extremely important, and I think extremely attainable. With the exception maybe of Isaiah Thomas, you'd have to give something decent up for that. The rest are very attainable at an affordable rate at this point. So go out, grab them, or add them if they happen to be there in free agency. Worth the wait.
Good call. I totally agree. Does this cover the full slate?
This covers the full slate.
You know what? It was a lot of information. I know we've been giving out guys that play 4 games a week. We will continue that cycle next week as we get back to our regular cadence, as Christmas kind of moved this podcast by a night, and we will be back in regular cadence giving out 4-night players and the whole slate as normal. Nader, as usual, I had a lot of fun. Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much.
Folks, until next time, and I will remind you, we are our Facebook page is still up, Fantasy Advice Bros at facebook.com. And if you need Twitter help, we are advice_bros. If you have fantasy questions, we will be doing NBA year-round, as we no longer are doing NFL as this season is done. Until next time, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Advice Bros, presented by Gabber Media.